They moved, they went there. Some days took, it took some days to travel there. Finally, they approached the place, and no place can anyone see any trails of animals or anything. Finally, camp into the place where they have left their great grandfather. They camped there. And then after that, the hunters went into this place exactly where he had told them to do it last time. Into the amusement. They found caribous there. And then they killed us as the same way, and they camped there for a long time until the food was run out again. Before they ran out, they did the same thing. They moved back into their spring hunting area. And it was that story that always been passed down to us. The teaching is there. That says, if you live righteously, if you do not abuse yourself or your knowledge or something, and be kind to your fellow men, and follow the Creator's rule, you'll be given what you need. Then your family will be blessed if you do that. And that is the most important about that story. These things, and I've always remembered myself, there is a customary teaching right there. So these are the things that happens that nobody quite understand how does it happen. So my thinking is this way. Once the First Nation people really did have a spiritual values that are righteous in front of the Creator, the Great Spirit, I wish I could say yes, yes. I do believe it was. And with that in mind, I always question myself, was it evil things then my grandparents had when they practiced their own spiritual belief? Or was it only a few of them who abused it and make it so horrible to think about? That is my question. That's the end of the story. Before I forget. Okay, these are the stories that we have heard from the Umasgigo First Nation. There was a man who used to practice his shaking tent in the James Bay area. His name is Samitat. Somewhere around 1930. It was the last time that we have such a person in that area. It is said that sometimes he was very particular how he set up his shaking tent. Sometimes he would take time to prepare the sticks that he is going to use. And it has to be such a number, a certain number, and for one specific reason. It depends on how he wants to use the shaking tent, whether he wanted to ask a specific question or wants to find out the specific answer. Sometimes when he needed an emergency setup, he wouldn't need to have to look for the special sticks. All he used to do, as they say, was he would just put the cloth over a bent tree, a small willow, a small black spruce tree. And then he would get in under, or even sometimes doesn't even have to get in, and put his question for an answer. So there were so many of those kind of stories a long time ago, where our Umasgigo ancestors have done in using the shaking tent. So Kusabasikan is the name of the thing they used. What it actually translated into English would be the deep vision, or we could say the scoop, in a way to see things from under the present condition.